First of all, the guys that are out for Saturday's games as of today, as of right now, Kevin Rutland with his quad, Mercedes Lewis with calf, Jeremy Harris back, Justin Forsetto, and Blaine Gabbert. Game time decision will be Luke Jokel, Isaiah Stanback, and Brandon Dieterich. So they have elevated themselves up to that position. We're still evaluating Mark Asper with his knee, and Jordan Tomlin will play. As far as Luke Jokel's concerned, our return to play protocol, he had a good day 2 days ago. We want to top it off with another good day yesterday, and it felt really good, Ideally, today would have been to go out there and have him get some practice reps on the field. But we were unable to do that, so we best utilized him and, you know, to lock it in mentally, and we'll see how it goes. You know, he's not going to be playing as much as the first group, but we would like to see him play. Okay? You saw we had to move things into CBEST today, into that area. It was mainly just because of the lightning. The lightning was within the radius where we don't want to subject our players to any safety issues. So we made the decision to move it in, and throughout the practice while we were in there, lightning strikes were within the range. So we decided to keep the whole practice in there. But I was pumped up about our players. I thought to go into that environment, you know, we really challenged them mentally. We really challenged them mentally to make sure they compete. We talk about always competing. What a classic example to do that. And I thought our guys did a nice job doing the best they can in that situation. But a solid week of prep on and off the field. You know, we had a chance, like I said, the earlier practices to compete against one another along with prep of Philly. And we're getting closer. We're getting closer, and we're going to have to make some decisions. And we understand that. So it's a good week for a lot of our guys to get playing time.
How long he starts playing?
Well, you know, usually we don't tell them, but now they probably expect that they're going to play into the second half. So ideally, we'd like to have him play the first and second quarter, go in at halftime, and then come out. And then after that, we'll see. We'll see how many plays they get.
Next year, are you one of those guys who doesn't believe playing anybody in the fourth game, or is that up in the air?
Well, it depends. I think each situation, you know, is different depending on if we feel like a guy needs to get reps, you know. You know, like Luke Jokel, what happens if he doesn't play this game? You know, Vito, he doesn't play this game. Could he get some reps for them? He might be in his situation where he gets a couple series. But it's all to be determined by what happens.
Kafka, then Scott at quarterback after Chad?
Yes, Kafka, then Scott. Kafka got less reps last week, so.
Is Kafka the backup, or is it just?
You know, still a competition between those two.
Gus, how challenging is it to get ready for Chip Kelly's offense, and what do you kind of go off of since it's his first year and you don't kind of maybe know exactly what they showed in the first two preseason games?
I'll tell you what we're doing. It's a great opportunity for us defensively in this manner. There are no huddle offense. So to introduce how we're going to handle no huddle offenses to our defense, it's awesome. Awesome week. To go in there and get our base principles down to how we're going to defend some of the read option stuff. Great week. But just our base principles now. You won't see anything crazy from us, but we're just, you know, it's a great introduction to our defense, you know, how we're going to go about defending the read option.
You guys have so many young guys, particularly in the secondary, so how valuable will this be as a teaching tool for them?
It's invaluable for all of our guys, you know, and the young guys included, like you said. But I just think, you know, then off of that they have play passes. So, again, it challenges us being disciplined in our assignments and our techniques. So I'm really looking forward to the challenge just to see how far along we progress.
Do you think you'll have Ace return a punt or two?
That's in question right now. We talked about it last night, but he may not. He may not.
You may stick with Tobias even though he's been fumbling.
I didn't say that either. No, you know what? I think, you know, we'll look at some other guys as well. Shipley, Ebert, you know, get some guys back there as well. Again, it's, you know, in many ways you treat it like game week prep, but we still are trying to make some decisions. So some guys that may be back there or playing, we're still evaluating if they're going to be part of the 53. So they need to get reps to do that.
Last week you didn't get the offense. They pushed the offense in a third long until like the third quarter. So I guess you have to play better on first and second down.
Yeah, you'd like to get to more third and long situations. Now, the challenging thing with Philadelphia is they're not in third down many you don't get many opportunities. They do a good job moving the ball, and that's their intent, is to go first down, second down, first down, and try to stay out of those situations. But we'll see how the game evolves. You know, like I said, it's we've added a few more things to our defense, but still, may not be how we look game 8 during the season.
Did have you read the story in ESPN the magazine about portraying the Tony Khan's analytics?
Yeah, I just saw it yesterday.
So, was it accurate or
Well, I think that we are trying to mesh that relationship with the analytics and the coaching side. And I know that may in the past, not necessarily here, just across the league, may be two separate entities. And we're still trying to figure out how to mesh those two together. So we're very open to it. We think there's some really, really good information. But then there's also the coaching side of things that we have to look at too. And so we're trying to mesh it together. I think I mentioned in the article something about, the information I get, 20% is really good. And, we hope to get it to 25% or 30%, and that's just through communication. So, I would say that part, that was pretty accurate. That's what we're trying to do. So, if the article portrayed us trying to work together and mesh this thing together, that's accurate.
Well, portrayed it like giving Gabbard another chance, what they said played a big role in your thinking, did it?
Or? It's part of it. Mm-hmm. It was part of it. We asked them to do some analytical work on it. And, just because we wanted to make a decision as far as not so much can he be our starting quarterback or not, was just get a true evaluation of what took place. That's all we wanted. We just wanted to learn, where is he at? Where is Chad? I mean, there was also stuff done on Chad Henne and the other quarterbacks too. So we just wanted to get, take all the information we could gather and then try to process it and have a starting point.
ESPN came back with their analytics and said that Tony's is misleading, that playing still isn't good when he gets a lot of time to throw. So, I don't know these
That's what I didn't hear that one, Vito. But, I think what it did for us was it just gave us some more information. More information. It's still a part of coming out and playing. And there's some things that it can measure. And then there's other things as coaches that we have to measure. And that's what that's why if it was as simple as that, then the decision could have been made earlier. But that's not like it. But it is critical in our evaluation.
JP, last question.
Evaluation for Mojo this week, a little longer for him in the game?
Yeah, a little bit longer. That's correct. We'd like to get him some more reps. So where he played, I think, 10 plays last week, it'd be nice to see him play a quarter or so.
What about Anthony Smith? He's been around a couple of years. Is he on the bubble? Where is he standing?
Yeah, well, I think, he's obviously competing for a roster spot, just like many of our guys, though. But, yeah, he'll get some opportunities in the game. He shows us, he's a different style of player than what we have. Senderic's stout, strong, where D'Anthony has displayed some quickness at that position. So he has some unique traits that we like.